Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by the 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. So Will and Robin have stayed in the room.
Yay.
With us. And their mics are on, so if you want to call and ask them questions about WorthPoint or about anything related to eBay, Lee and I are here as well. Our number is 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Would they like to help us dish a listing?
Yeah, you want to help us dish a listing?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Okay, here is the listing.
Oh, you've got one already?
Yes.
Oh, that was fast.
I do.
Hold on. So they don't have a computer. They're going to have to... Oh, you can look on your phone. Will has a phone.
Okay.
Robin left her phone in the eBay shop.
Oh.
Oh, you've got... What do you got there? Oh, it's like an iPad-y thing. All right, so first we're going to go to the eBay.
Right, and we're going to put in the following.
Hold on, I got to get there. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to put in the following.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I have to paste it in. It's 3218.
3218.
5061.
5061
3475
3475
Again, that's 3218 5061 3475
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So let me read the title. It says Allen Edmonds AE Ann Arbor Black Leather Slip On Loafers. Size 9D, U.S., men's dress.
And before we go one step further, this is in from Brian in Cincinnati, Ohio, known on eBay as OK Finery Store. A great, great name, by the way.
OK Finery.
Right.
I love your finery. I think it's OK.
And he said, been listening for a while, but I'm a first-time contactor. Would love a listing dish, mostly because I need a new dish towel. Yeah. Also, check out my store banner. I used Canva.com as one of your guests suggested a couple of weeks ago. It was fun and easy to use.
Oh. So let me check that out.
Yeah.
Open in a new tab.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't that fun? That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got great stuff here.
Right.
A lot of like mid-century.
Okay, so back to the listing dish, big boy.
You talk about it. I'm going to buy something.
Okay, well, first of all, here's the deal.
Okay.
So let's read the title. Allen Edmonds AE Ann Arbor Black Leather Slip-On Loafer Size 9D U.S. Men's Dress.
Yeah.
Griff, I can't think of anything else to put in there.
No, I can't either. I think it's the right title.
And the pictures.
He's missing the word shoes.
Well, yeah, but
oh
it's in
my gosh.
That's a big word in
the
title.
Oh my gosh, she's so right.
It is.
She is so right.
But I'm pretty sure that if you search Allen Edmonds shoes, this will show up because it's in the shoes category. So
or
I think
if you put loafers, it would show up in the shoes category. Or
no,
if you put in shoes.
If you put in shoes, because shoes isn't in the title, it should still show up.
I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a connected word.
But you
word.
Know,
it's a word
Robin, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's not. Doesn't hurt to have it in the title.
Okay,
it makes sense to have it in the title.
Now the pictures, Griff. I'm plotting.
You're plotting.
Oh my God, they're beautiful.
Yeah, these are actually really great pictures. I may have cropped them a little bit different, but here's the thing: we talk about cropping all the time, and back before eBay did this, started doing this, I think it was really important to crop really tight. But now what happens is if you crop real tight and you create a severe rectangle, either horizontally or vertically, eBay is going to take the dominant background color and try to match it and place it on either side of the image.
Oh, really?
Right. So what this seller's done is actually a really good compromise. So they're well photographed. I can see them. They're not tightly cropped, but we've got big squares to view. And I think they're fine. I think it's a nice kind of white background. Their lighting is all even. There's no real hot spots. I can see the texture, the way he's lit this. These, I would give these photos a 5. I really would. Let me make sure that they're all okay.
What's wrong with one that you can't zoom in on it?
It's too small.
Okay. That
so
would be the second picture, I think.
No, I can zoom in on the second.
Really?
Yeah, I just
one,
did.
Oh, that is second. Third, yeah. Fourth, fifth. There was one of them that I could not...
Right. If it's below a certain size, and I'm not seeing this so far, but No, that works. These are all zoomable.
Oh, okay.
If you can find the one that you say isn't.
Okay. The one that shows the two shoes down at the bottom of the square.
Yeah.
You know where you're looking straight
onto them. Yeah.
You can't zoom that.
Yeah,
one.
You can. You should get just rid of that. You don't need that extra photo.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
But the others are great, and I still like the photos very much.
Shipping.
I would avoid the last photo. There's one little thing here I would avoid.
Okay.
And it's not a big thing. Yeah, you don't want your body parts in the photo.
Yeah.
So I would definitely, and I have this issue because sometimes when you're selling shoes, you have to turn that flap up in order to show this.
So what do you do?
Well, I end up using my finger, right? But then I get in really tight and I arrange the photo so you don't see my hand. But if there's a little bit in there, I know there's enough I can crop it out because I don't want anyone seeing my body parts.
No.
Yeah.
You should see Will's listings.
Why? What are we going to learn if we...
There's a hand in every photo.
Oh, Will!
Oh, no!
Robin overstated that. A thumb.
A thumb, okay.
Just a thumb.
Is it a very attractive thumb?
Oh, it's a pretty thumb.
Okay, there you go. It has to be a pretty thumb.
It's a gorgeous
thumb. It's a world-renowned thumb.
There's nothing like somebody with lobster claw hands modeling jewelry.
Thumbs and never my toes.
Never your toes.
Okay,
your toes.
So onward with the listing.
Oh, yes, motherly.
Okay, so onward. So shipping, 903, economy shipping. Maybe I would have done free shipping, but... We don't take off for that.
No, we don't. And with Buy It Now, I always try to work the shipping in. But, you know, it's up to the seller. It really is.
Giving 10% of the sale to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
That's very sweet.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
How about the item specifics?
Yeah, they're all there. Unfortunately, because they're used, it would be very difficult to find the UPC code for this.
Of course.
I don't know if the and so the model number is name is Ann Arbor. You know, Allen Edmonds. There's the shoes that Nordstrom sells. Great shoes. If you've ever owned a pair, they're fantastic quality. They last forever, and they're worth getting resold when they wear out. But they're not cheap. These are they're money. So what happens in this case is that even pre-owned, they're quite valuable. People pay. I've sold some of these. People pay more than they would for a pair of pre-owned other brands. But I think I would have worked that in there. But be nice. The item specifics are great, and the description's fine.
Okay.
Description's good. He has a note, which I think is rather important. It says 9D on the tongue. They seem to run large, and this happens. They are 11 inches long inside the shoe, which is the same as my size 10 New Balance shoe. So this gives a buyer, these might run, even though they're 9D marked, they may feel a little loose. So that's important.
And, and I like the measurements. Got them in centimeters, too.
Yeah, see, he does this in a lot of... I don't even do this, and I should, perhaps. He measures the inside of the shoe so that you can better match the shoe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's got a little orphan D down at the bottom left. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, it's a little orphan D.
Yeah.
Didn't you see the musical?
Mm-hmm.
It's called D.
Was her
the
brother.
D will come
It was her
out.
Brother Danny.
Right.
Little D there on the left is out. Well, what do you think as far as a... dishing.
Even though we pointed out a few really nitpicky imperfections, I'm going to do this.
Go for it, babe.
I'm going to say 5.
All right. That's our second dish towel.
We have to give away those darn dish towels.
Okay, so Robin and Will, what we did was we had
You didn't help at all, by the way.
We had some dish towels. Yeah, thanks a lot. We had some dish towels made up that say, they have a picture on the front of, because we dish them in tureens, 5 tureens being the best you can get.
Yeah.
So we have a dish towel that says my item was dished on eBay Radio and I got 5 tureens, a perfect score. So we're sending out these dish towels. We just got them, so this is only our second guy that's got, and the dish towels only go to people that get a 5.
Yeah. And that's and you give those out so they keep their listings clean, right?
Yeah.
Well,
right, yeah.
Actually, they're for framing, I think. Most people would probably frame them.
Yeah.
Rather
I'm not
going to
mop
them.
Up dog accidents with a tea towel.
Exactly.
You might have tea. You might invite people over for tea and say, ew, would you like sugar?
So,
hey, let me wipe that up for you. Or you have a little schmutz on your face. You can take the towel
stripes.
Out.
Hey, Robin,
yeah.
Do you think we could trade them a naughty or nice Christmas Worth Point shirt for a dish towel?
Ooh.
No, you have to get a five. No.
We have to look at your listings.
We have to get your listing dished.
Yeah, we need to have it that only the people who got their listing dished and got five.
And don't worry, I'm sure if we don't give you a five, we'll still give you a thumbs up.
I was going to say, I have to find a listing without a thumb.
So, Brian, you got a 5-point. And what you got five tureens, so what you need to do is please send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com. That's lee@voicemarketing.com. And in the subject line, just put, I want a dish towel. And give me your name, address, and your phone number in case we need it. And we'll get that out to you as soon as they arrive. They have not arrived from the printer yet.
What's cool about these shoes is it looks like they've never been worn. And if you look in the condition, he says virtually no wear, only worn once. They look brand new.
Oh, they look fantastic.
They don't even have any creasing on the top, which is, you know, a given with a used pair of leather shoes.
Brian, you're doing a good job.
So $95 for these? That's a good deal.
What size are you?
Me?
Yeah, you're a 10, right? Or 13, 12, 11. I don't know. I don't remember.
One of those numbers,
Lee. I don't know.
If I say it, will you keep it to yourself?
Yes.
I'm a size 11.
Oh, that's small for a man, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big are your hands? So
bigger than Donald Trump's.
So, Will and Robin, so you're going to be at eBay tonight, of course, doing the seller
meetup
thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell them how to use WorthPoint, and you're going to give them the good news, I'm assuming, that you announced today as well.
We will?
Yeah, I wish I could be there. I could fly up, I guess.
Come on, you could. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. 888-723-4630. Call us next here on eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit replymanager.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 364.
You don't want to wear yourself out when selling on eBay, so what should you do? Bobby Miller is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller Seacoast Bargain. She has this tip.
Getting good sleep. So the number one tip for eBay sellers, turn off that cha-ching at night. It's fun to hear it, but it's going to interrupt that good sleep you need. So you don't want to be hearing that at night. You don't want to have the phone even in the room, and that's a hard one. A lot of people do. Exercise during the day is going to help you sleep at night. So these all things are all tied in together, really.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Quick, like a little bunny, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Isn't it Easter soon? Talking about bunnies?
April 10th.
April 10th,
yeah,
is Easter?
It's coming up.
Isn't that late?
Well,
I never figured.
No, it's April 27th, I think.
No.
No? Okay, don't ask me.
Do people buy things on eBay for Easter?
Of course they do. For their kids, Easter baskets, Easter clothes, Easter hats, Easter shoes. Is this
the one where the Messiah comes out from the tomb and sees his shadow and then goes back in?
You've got it a little confused.
And it's another 2,000 years of misery and strife.
Folks, Easter Sunday is March 27th.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
It's this coming
March
Sunday.
March 27th this year.
Oh, it's March 27th. It's
it
coming
is.
Up.
Right.
I didn't buy my bonnet. I have nothing I can wear. I have to go buy a bonnet.
The bunny's showing up at your house on Sunday.
Oh, I love that bunny. He's
so,
evil.
Griff, we have Ron in Birmingham, Alabama on the line with us.
Oh, we do?
Remember Ron, Oilerman 21.
I'm following up with you guys. You checked out this Bob Mackey Barbie Goddess and had a lot of recommendations for how I should condense and change the descriptions. And I did that. In fact, I tried to do that on all 62 of my little listings.
Oh, great.
And,
well, first
I'm
of all,
I'm wondering what you think of them.
Okay, Ron, I know what was wrong with them. I remember this very well. And what was wrong with it was you still need to work a little more on it because it was too long. Your description was way too long.
Well, do we have an item number? Because there's a lot of Bob Mackey.
We do. It's 1820.
Wait, I got to get back to the top of the page.
Okay, get back to the top of the page.
Jeez, I'm in a different browser.
I'm going to give it out anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, 1820. It's 1820, 6030, 6033, and 4323. So that's 1820, 6033, 4323. You remember this, the Goddess of the Sun music box?
1820, 6030, 4323?
1-820-6033-4323.
Oh, yeah, I get something wrong.
Okay.
I have to type it over again. You just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, I can tell you that the title is good. Bob Mackey, Barbie, Goddess of the Sun, Music Box Play, Summer Wind, Limited Edition. I like that. Remember, we told him to put the name of the music in.
Yeah.
So that looks good?
That looks good, yes.
And, of course, we like the pictures.
Yeah,
anyway,
we do. Yes.
Yeah, pictures look good. I just looked at all of them again. And then down in the description, honey, it's still too long.
It's still too long, yeah.
Griff, you want to tell?
It is.
It is.
So you start off by saying we're a small mom-and-pop operation. What you should start off with saying is Bob Mackey, 1996, Goddess of the Sun, and just talk about the item.
Even in a paragraph. Just one line, another line, another line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you're starting off talking about that you're a small mom and pop. You're not a big eBay Walmart type of seller. So bad marketing to denigrate anyone in order to make yourself look better.
My goal is to look as good as
Walmart.
We will
remove that from everyone.
Yes.
And then it says your feedback is critical to us. Please leave us your feedback. Don't mention feedback. You want to start off talking about the item and stick to the item itself. In fact, here's what I'll do. And you don't have to take my suggestion. I'm going to take your description and rewrite it, and then I'll send it to you, and you can see what you think.
Excellent.
How's that? Okay,
I want to see it too.
Great.
CC me, Griff.
All right.
Because I know exactly what I do with it. It would end up being about six lines by the time I got through with it, six or seven.
We're going to leave some room for a little bit. I think what we know about
Griff,
Ron.
Down at the bottom, he says, please read the following. You can view the pictures and enlarge them for a careful review for their part. You don't need to say any of that.
No, but you know something? Ron is proud of his eBay selling. So I'm gonna make a place in there where you can talk a little bit about his business.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna leave. We're not gonna go bare bones because I know Ron.
I don't agree with that, but that's okay. You're the boss. No, why say I'm not big?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying we're gonna say that.
But, you know, I just think, stick to the facts, ma'am. I wouldn't read all this. Even what he has here now. Ron, I'm being the devil's advocate here.
No, ma'am. You guys are doing terrific. I'm new at this, and we've got a lot of things in the house that we want to try to make available to other folks that we've enjoyed for years, and your advice is terrific.
So, Griff...
You can't hurt my feelings.
Can you do it by Thursday so
yes.
that we can... Okay.
And we can talk about it on Thursday.
Okay,
I can do that.
We'll do that on Thursday, Ron. So be listening on Thursday and maybe call in. In fact, call in on Thursday and Griff will have it ready.
I just put it on my watch list and a reminder to do it.
Sounds good.
Because you need to tighten that up a little bit and then I think you'll be really perfect.
But I like, you got one person watching it, so you can make a little money on this babe.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I hope so. next time I want to ask about returns.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk to you about that on Thursday, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay,
folks. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ron. Ron is Oilerman 21.
I get what you're saying. He's only got 47, 47 feedback score. So he's fairly new at it.
Yeah.
But he's doing a good job, I can tell.
Excellent job, yes.
It's just that, oh my God, the long stuff.
Well, people like to tell stories. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think we can make this better. We can make it a lot better.
Don't give them permission.
Jeez. God, what a Medusa you're being today.
I'm hard today.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Coming up next in our second hour, top tips for tax time on eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal. I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.